Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings to each of you. Peace and blessings. God bless you on tonight. We just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight for coming out to join us. We are so grateful. We just love you so much, and we're so grateful that you've decided to come and be with us on tonight and every night, as a matter of fact. God bless you tonight. We just want to let you know we appreciate you. We appreciate you so very much. And listen, people of God, while you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in. Invite someone else to come on in and be with you on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global Broadcast. We are so excited, people of God. Listen, as we're coming to an end of another year, amen, this 2022, we're so grateful for all that the Lord has done and all that he's doing. Listen, people of God, truly, the Lord is doing us well, and we're so grateful. Our hearts begin to get overwhelmed when we begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I just get excited. I just get the glad on the inside when I start thinking of the goodness of the Lord. So we just want to welcome you tonight. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight here, whether you're listening locally or whether you're listening from other nations, internationally. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, people of God. We are indeed grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, 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 the Lord is doing great things among us. And for this, we're so grateful for this. We're so glad. Amen. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. Glory to God. I'm thankful for the leading and the direction of the Lord, because the Lord has led us seriously every step of the way. When we started, about 3 years ago now, we had no idea that we would still be here at this time. But how many know God had other plans? God had another purpose in mind. And we're just so grateful to be in God's divine plan. We're so grateful to be a part of his purpose. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We are indeed grateful. And so tonight, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be a part of the broadcast with us on tonight. Invite them to come. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Glory to God, for truly there is a word from the Lord. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight, but we want you to still invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite people of God. Amen. Listen, love them enough to invite them. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. And while you're doing that, we want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper to get ready for tonight's broadcast. And then while you're getting your pencil and paper, while you're getting settled in, I just want to acknowledge my leaders. First and foremost, the Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I just thank God for him. Thank him again for another day that he's kept us. Thanking him for another opportunity to give him praise, to give him glory. Just thanking him on tonight for all that he has done, all that he is doing. We're thanking him right now in the precious name of Jesus. Just want to thank God tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thank God for him, people of God. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. He is a true trailblazer in the earth, and we thank God for him. Just want to thank God for Mother James, glory to God. She's our founding mother. Apostle James, our founding father in the ministry. We just give God thanks and we give him praise, people of God. We want to let you know, amen, that we're just not a renegade line, but we do have a head and we acknowledge the heads, amen, because we realize that we could not be here. We could not be here. We didn't just get here by ourselves, but we thank God for the compassion of God to bring us here and to bring us to this place at this time. Amen. We want to thank God on tonight for our senior apostle, the apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him out of Trinidad. Thanking God tonight for the elect lady that stands by his side. Amen, Jesus. There at the Hour of Life Ministries in Tobago, Trinidad. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them. We're thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. And for Lady Tina out of Gainesville, Florida, we thank God for them. Hard-working men of God, hard-working men of God that has a heart after God, amen, and a mandate, glory to God, from him. So we thank God for them always praying their strength in the Lord. We just want to give God thanks and praise on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., for Shepherd Mother Taylor out of Albany, Georgia. Just thanking the Lord for them tonight, people of God. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, all of the advisors that have come to this outreach ministry that are continuing to help move this ministry forward. Listen, it is post-pandemic, but we give God thanks and we give God praise that even in the post-pandemic, these men and women of God, they are finding their way, amen, to keep their hand to help move forward this outreach ministry. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for our prayer warriors, each and every one of them. We bless God for them, people of God, amen, that has the heart of the ministry, that keeps the PNN lifted before the Lord. We thank God for them, amen, that we will continue to walk in the divine ordinance in the Lord, amen. So we thank God for their prayers. We thank God for their supplications, their thoughts concerning and toward this PNN. We thank him on tonight for our scripture reader. And people of God, listen, listen, listen. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you. We just want to let you know that we love and appreciate you. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. We glorify the Lord. Amen, Jesus, as we've stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight, and we want to get ready for the word. We want to go ahead and jump into our program that's already set. We will endeavor not to hold you long on tonight because we know that several of you are getting ready for tomorrow's service. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, but we do want to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory to God. So in that, people of God, we're going to go ahead and get into our program, our regularly scheduled program. Get your hearts and your minds together. Bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you. And again, we thank God for you, for your coming. Amen. So we're going to have Missionary Fan to sanctify the line as stated. Already in progress. Blessings to each of you.
To all the honor, Lord God, that you are so due. We come tonight, Lord God, just to tell you thank you, Lord, for another day's journey, Lord. We come tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, just to praise your holy name, just to give you the glory, hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy tonight. We do give you the honor. Tonight we do give you the praise. We come before you tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, We come before you just to lift up holy hands unto you tonight, just to ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for everything that we said and done that wasn't pleasing to your sight, everything, Lord God, that we may even thought. We ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If we have been slow for today, Lord God, and hadn't took time, Lord God, to reference you, we ask you to forgive us tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may come before your presence today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we realize and know that we can't come before you any kind of way, but we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to please let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God, that you may hear, Lord God, our voice and hear our faintest cry. In the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, thanking you right now, Lord God, for all, Lord God, that you've done for us. Thank you right now, Lord God, for bringing us through another day's journey, Lord God, another day that we haven't seen before, but yet you brought us, yet you kept us, Lord God, and we thank you for it. We glorify you for it. We lift you up today, Lord God, because truly you are worthy. You are so worthy to be praised, and we come before you tonight, Lord God, just giving it all to you, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, the problem may be, Lord God, we bring it to the altar, and we leave it, Lord God, at your feet. We come before you right now, Lord God, with everything, Lord God, that we need you to do, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. We come before you. We bring it to you tonight, Lord God. We give it to you because we realize and know that you can handle it so much better than we can. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to give all to you, Lord God, just to release, Lord God, all our troubles and all our problems, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, because we know you're able and you have all power in your hand, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, because you're worthy of every praise. You are worthy of every hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for how, Lord God, you kept us. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, Lord God. We magnify your name right now, Lord God. We glorify you, and we come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord God, just to say thank you for being so good to us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, in the service tonight, asking you to sanctify the line, Lord God, asking you right now in the name of Jesus to go from city to city, state to state, country, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you, Lord God, is a God of everything. You can be everywhere, Lord God. We understand and know, Lord God, that you see and you know everything, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, giving you, Lord God, all everything, Lord God. We come and asking you, Lord God, to move right now on the line, Lord. We asking you to bless the word on tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to let the word fall upon our hearts, Lord God. And we asking you to let the word, Lord God, embed in our hearts, Lord God, that we may be obedient unto your word. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to help us to receive. Help us to receive, Lord God, whatever you have for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're waiting on you, Lord God, to bless our soul tonight, Lord God. Bless the speaker up tonight, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to let the Lord have his, let the Lord have his way in their lives, Lord God. Whatever the word, Lord God, you have for us, Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, help him or her, Lord God, to bring it forth, Lord God, that we may eat, Lord God, your word, Lord God, and digest it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you once again. We come just to say thank you once again. We come right now, Lord God, with a humble heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just come just to say thank you once again. Thank you once again for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Thank you right now, Lord God, for just being such a good God, Lord God, a good master unto us, Lord God. And for that, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because truly you are worthy. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord God. Mm-hmm. And we do give you the honor. We ask you right now, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, our prayer tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, not to let our coming be in vain, Lord God. Don't let our prayer be in vain tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. And we thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God right where you are. Glory to God. Come on and just begin to lift him up on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's begin to lift him up in expectancy. Glory to God for what the Lord will do. Amen. On tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We give God thanks. Amen. Thanking him for, glory to God, just being God all by himself. We give God thanks and praise on tonight for bringing us together one more time. Glory be to God. Aren't you glad to be here? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here, people of God. I'm telling you, I'm glad to be here for this time of refreshing that we can come together in sweet fellowship. Glory be to God, and let the love of God, glory to God, that just dwells, amen, among us, that we can be refreshed, that we can be revived, we can be restored on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. For coming forth, amen, with our opening prayer. Glory to God and our prayer of sanctification. Thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, as you're coming in on tonight, we want to ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come in with you on tonight. Invite someone to come in. Glory to God. Invite them to come and hear a word on tonight. Invite them to come and be blessed on tonight. Amen. Just invite them to come in. Come on in. Come on in. Glory to God, invite them to come on in on tonight. Amen. We're just, again, so grateful to the Lord. Amen. For everything. Amen. Just thank you. He's a giver of life, and we thank him on today. Amen. So much is going on in the earth, people of God. But I'm telling you, every time we can get into the presence of the Lord, we need to be there. Every time we can hear a word from the Lord, we need to be hearing. So that our souls can be fed, so that we can be strengthened, glory to God, in the inner man. Amen. We're going to need strength in this hour, people of God. We're going to need strength. There's so much that's going on in the earth. My God, if there ever was a time that we needed the strength of God, that time is now. Glory to God, that time is right now. So we give God thanks tonight, amen, for this Prayer News Network. We thank God for each of you that have come out on tonight, those that are listening, glory to God, by radio, those that are listening by Facebook, perhaps by podcast, glory to God, amen, or whether you dialed in on tonight, we thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We want to ask you, each and every one, if you would, invite someone to come and be a part. Invite them to come and come to the Prayer News Network. Invite them to come out to the tonight's worship experience. Just invite them. Glory to God. Invite them to come on out. Glory to God. Tell them that the Lord truly does have a blessing for them, and we want them to get, amen, all that God has for them. So if you would, again, invite someone to come out, invite a couple of people to come out and be with you on tonight. Glory to God, for we truly believe that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord has been speaking to us, his people. Glory to God. He has been cleansing us. He has been purging us. Amen. He has been rebuking us. Amen. Glory to God. But it's all for our good, people of God, for I'm correcting us, glory to God, correcting us so that we can grow, amen, that we can develop, amen, glory to God. So we bless the Lord for it, God, because we know that the Lord loves us just that much. Amen. So we thank God again. Invite someone to come out and be with us. Invite them to come on out. Tell them to come on out and be a part. Tell them to come on out and hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight again for the Lord bringing us safely, amen, from our destinations, amen, even in our travel on yesterday. We thank the Lord for it, amen. He truly kept us. Glory to God. He kept us from dangers, seen and unseen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight, amen. Thank him. Glory to God, amen. Traveling over the highways, the dangerous highways, amen. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord, amen, for he kept us, people of God. We thank him for his blood. We thank him for his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. Glory to God. And he yet covers us here now, thousands and thousands of years ago. Amen. He gave his life, amen. And we thank the Lord that we're here taking benefit, amen, taking part of all that the Lord has done. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless him tonight again. We bless him for you. We'll let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is recorded. You can get a copy. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Glory to God. But simply we'll give you two numbers after the broadcast on tonight, and you can simply text us, and we'll send you a copy of the broadcast, people of God. Listen, our mission is God's mission. It's not his will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, there are so many people that do not know, glory be to God, the salvation story. There are many people that yet don't know that Christ came to save the whole world. There are many people that do not know, glory be to God, that he yet lives. Glory to God. There are many people that do not know, people of God, and because they don't know, here we are, people of God. We're just trying to spread the word that Jesus still saves, that he yet lives, and that he still saves. Glory to God. And it doesn't matter what shape you may be in, he's able to redeem you. He's able to restore. He's able to save you. Glory be to God. And we're here taking this message out to the countless of people, amen, that are out in the earth. Glory to God. The many people that have not heard, we are through these airways taking this word out, sending this word out, amen, broadcasting now in 34 countries. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for this avenue, amen, just multiple avenues, amen, that we're able to get this word out to the people. Many people giving their lives to the Lord, amen. We thank God for the soul, the two souls that gave their lives to the Lord, amen, a couple of days ago, amen. One even came forth, glory to God, received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And we thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Jesus, we just provide this platform, provide, amen, this place, this space that the Lord can have his way. It's all by his spirit. It's all by his spirit. Glory to God. It's all by his divine purpose and his divine plan. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For the reach ability. Amen. Being able to reach, glory to God, in all of these countries. Amen. Being able to reach, glory be to God, to the 2.5 million people that are listening. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for you. We thank the Lord for your listening. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray that the Lord reaches you. We pray that the Lord touches you. We pray that the Lord touches your heart. Glory be to God. And bring you, amen, bring you into conversion, that you're converted, amen, after hearing this word. Glory be to God. Crying out, I yield unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he will bring you into his dear kingdom. Amen. And we thank the Lord again on tonight for it. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For, glory be to God, our leaders on tonight, each of our leaders. We thank the Lord.
We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, we just don't know where we would be. We don't know where we would be. Amen. Some of us would have lost our minds, glory to God, because the pressures of life can be very heavy. Amen. But when you have a Savior, when you have a rock, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, when you have a Lord that you could cry unto, glory to God, that he would hear your cries, amen, and we could cast our cares upon him, glory be to God, people of God, that makes it easy, amen, because we know that he loves us, amen, he's a good father, glory to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless him, amen, again, for the body of Christ, amen, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, amen, glory to God, the working of the ministries of help, amen, within the body of Christ. We thank God on tonight, amen. We bless him, amen. We thank him, amen. I just want to thank him for my leaders, amen. Glory to God, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him on tonight, amen. Thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, amen, Jesus. Thanking God for all of our advisors on tonight, each and every one. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. And people of God, we thank God for you. Yes, we do. We want you to know you are some kind of special. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for those smiling faces. Amen. Glory to God to just to know how we feel about you. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for hanging in there with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Amen. Some have come. Amen. Some have been with us every step of the way. Glory to God. Some come along the way. Glory to God. But it doesn't matter when you came. We thank God for you. Glory be to God, because our love is just as great for you. Amen. It's from the day one. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We will be, amen, we will be rebroadcasting on night. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. We bless him. Amen. For this platform. We bless him. Glory to God. We, amen. This is the Lord's vision. People of God, we had, it's not our vision, glory to God, but it's the Lord's vision for the earth. And we thank the Lord that he has entrusted us with his vision. And here we are trying to execute and carry it out, amen, to the best of our abilities, amen. So come on in, people of God, come on in, come on in, amen. Get your hearts ready, get your paper ready, amen. Get your pencil, your pen ready on tonight. Glory be to God, amen. Get them ready. Get them ready on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on, let's get ready, amen, to hear from the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on in. Come on in. Invite someone to come in. Thank God for you, amen, that have, glory to God, you're inviting others to come in. Glory to God. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you as you're continuing to come in. Thank you. Thank you, people of God. Thank you, precious people of God. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you as you're continuing to come in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Come on and get your hearts ready. Amen. Get your position. Amen. Get settled. Come on, get settled in. Amen. Come on and get settled in on tonight. Glory be to God. Let us hear what the Lord will say on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank God for Missionary Fan. Amen. She's already, glory to God, sanctified the line, prepared us, prepared our hearts. Glory be to God. Amen. She's already prepared our hearts on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking to my sister tonight, and glory to God, she brought up an old song that I have not heard in a very, very long time. But it really, really touched my heart. Amen. It really touched my heart. Amen, Jesus, the old hymn. Amen. Glory be to God. And before our speaker comes on tonight, glory to God. Our speaker tonight will be, glory to God, Minister Evangelist Enrico Lowe. Glory be to God. Amen. Out of Portal, Georgia. Amen. That's down near Savannah. Glory to God. I think it's about an hour and something from Savannah. Glory be to God. But he's a preaching man of God. He loves the people of God. He loves what he do. He's serious about God's business. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to be rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory to God. The message on tonight. Glory be to God. And people of God, we want you, amen, to listen attentively. Listen attentively. Glory to God to what the Lord has to say on tonight. Listen attentively to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to on tonight, amen, just sing a little portion, amen, of Amen Jesus, this song on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Just had a switch right there. Amen. Glory be to God. But the song says, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Jesus, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Whoa, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy to praise. Glory be to God. Jesus, praise Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless him again and again and again Glory to God. We bless them on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Ready. Amen. We're ready to see, amen, what the Lord will say unto us, his people, tonight. And again, people of God, amen, our speaker, glory to God, Minister Evangelist Enrico Lowe, glory be to God, coming to us from End Time Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank God for this man of God, amen, we love him, amen, we appreciate him, glory be to God, and we're so grateful tonight, amen, to have him to be with us on tonight. Again, people of God, receive the man of God on tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Am I coming through?
Yes, you sound really good. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We do honor the Lord tonight for his goodness. We honor the Lord for his mercy. We honor the Lord for all of the wonderful, great things that he's doing. Amen. We just appreciate it. He deserves all of the glory tonight, and he deserves all of the praise. In spite of everything that is happening around us, in spite of everything that is going on around us, our God is yet still worthy. Our God is yet still worthy to be praised and to receive the glory and the honor. Amen. Paul has already been established, but tonight we do honor our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, which is the head of our life tonight. I do give honor to my chief apostle and prophet, Dr. S.D. James, which is the overseer and apostle of the S.D. James Evangelical Association. We do honor our first lady, Mother James, tonight, and to my jurisdictional prelate, Apostle D.D. Taylor, to our shepherd, Mother Taylor, and to my honorable pastor, Pastor Henry Freison and First Lady Freison. Tonight we do honor the Lord to my sister tonight, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to all of those that work hand in hand with her, and for the Prayer News Network and what God has been doing, for the wonderful testimonies that I have heard that has taken place on the Prayer News Network. God is doing a mighty work, and tonight I'm so glad just to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. God is doing a work throughout in the earth, and I'm so glad to be a part of this move of God. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time tonight. We're going to go into the Word of God, but before we go into the Word of God, we're going to touch the throne of grace, that God would just speak a word unto his people tonight. Amen. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Is that anybody's testimony tonight? I need God, speak to us tonight, God. Cause us to be blessed, oh God. Let this be a life-changing experience in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing, God, flow through this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your power flow through this line in the name of Jesus. I humble myself before you, oh God. I submit myself to you, oh God. Use me as you desire tonight, God. Oh God, I'm a vessel before you, oh God, tonight, Lord. Through me tonight, God, that your people, God, will be blessed tonight, God. God, I don't want them to hear me, God, but I want them to hear you, God. And God, if they hear your voice tonight, Elsha, if they hear your voice tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, they will be blessed tonight, God. They will leave this line, God, different, Lord God, than the way that they came. And Father, we just give you the praise, God, tonight, God. We give you the glory and the honor of God. God, you see every situation. God, we realize and know, God, that you sit high, God, and you're still looking low. And God, there's nothing that we are going through tonight, God, that you don't have the power to deliver us out of. That we realize tonight, God, that our help, God, all glory to God, is not in the government system, oh God. Our help, oh God, is not in our financial status, oh God. But, oh God, we realize tonight that all our help is in you tonight, God. And, Father, tonight we give you praise, oh God. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Amen. From the word of God tonight, I want to go into the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For his saving power. And we're going to read a few verses from the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, beginning at verse 1. The Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he caused me to pass them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring upon a flesh upon you, and cover you with the skin, and I will put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord thy God. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that be live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet as an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole household of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off to our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves, and I will cause you to come out of your graves, and will bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your grave, O my people, and have brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I have performed it, said the Lord. I want to grab another scripture, Ezekiel 16, verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination. And say thus, said the Lord God unto Jerusalem, my birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. My father was an Amorite, thy mother an Hittite. As far as thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thy washed in water to supper thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pity thee to do any of these unto thee, to have pestilence upon thee. But thou was cast out into the open field for the lighting of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by thee, O glory to God, and I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Father, bless your word and bless the hearers of your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If I wanted to leave with you a thought on tonight, or minister a word to you on tonight, my subject would be tonight, God commands you to live. God commands you to live. I don't know about anybody else tonight, but despite what I'm dealing with, or despite what you may be going through with or tonight, I don't know your personal situation, but there's a man that knows all about what you're going through. And whatever it is tonight that you are faced with, he commands you to live. Amen. When we look at the word command, it is an order. It is to call things unto order. The word live means to be alive. It means having life, to continue in life, to endure and to persist. Glory to God. And as we begin to look at the word of God in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, we find the prophet Ezekiel has been taken away into a vision. Glory to God. And in this vision, he has been taken into, he's been carried away out into the spirit of the Lord. And in the, he sat down in the midst of a valley of dry bones. In this valley of dry bones, there was a place, glory to God, that there was no life there. Hallelujah, no life in the valley. But when we begin to look at a valley, I just want to say this for a moment. When we look at a valley in the natural, we all know that a valley is considered to be a low place. It is a low place of land that is in between a mountain or hills. But I want to say one thing to you tonight, beloved, about a valley. In the natural, there is a river or a stream that flows through the valley. So many of us have found ourselves in the midst of the pandemic situation that we're going through right now. We have not ever been through a valley, but just keep on living. There's coming a day when you're going to find yourself going through the valley. Hallelujah. Many of us, if we could talk one-on-one, amen, and let everybody testify, you can testify to the fact that there's been times in your life that you have been through the valley. Sometimes, glory to God, you've got to go through the valley in order to get to the mountain. Hallelujah. You're not always going to be on the mountaintop, but there's going to be times in your life that you're going to find yourself having to go through the valley. And the valley sometimes does not feel good, but I want you to understand that in the valley, God is trying to process you, that he can take you to a place to where he wants you to be. There was a blind man, and the disciples began to ask in the book of John 9, glory to God, and they began to ask God, why is it that this man has been born blind? Is it because he's sinned? Is it because his parents have sinned? God says it's not because of the fact that this man has been born blind. He said, but I wanted to manifest my works within him. God got you in a place in the midst of this pandemic, some of us,
Glory to God. God has us in a certain place because he's getting ready to process us, or he's processing us to prepare us and take us to a place, to that destination, to where he wants us to be. And a lot of times we pray the prayer like Peter prayed when he had the thorn in his flesh. He began to seek the Lord, and he asked God three times. He said, God, why don't you remove the thorn from my flesh? Hallelujah. But he told him, he said, I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for thee. And there might be somebody on this line tonight that is actually going through the valley. I don't know what your valley is tonight. Your valley might be a financial situation. The valley might be a situation or condition that's going on in your body. Your valley tonight may be a son that's in trouble. Your valley might be tonight a daughter that's going through something. But whatever your valley is tonight, I want you to know that he said in the natural, there's a river and there's a stream that flows through the valley. Glory to God. And I want you to know tonight that there's a river that's flowing through your valley tonight. And I want you to know that that river and that stream that's flowing through your valley is Jesus Christ. He is the living water. And all that you've got to do, that when you're going through the valley, if you just taste and see, oh, glory to God, that he is good. Hallelujah. Drink of the water. I can understand what David was saying when he said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not going to fear any evil because I know who's walking with me through the valley. Oh, glory to God. Many of us are going through the valley that we don't have to worry about. Hallelujah, how we're going to get through the valley. We just got to know and trust and believe and know who's walking with us through the valley. And if he is walking with us through the valley, I don't care what you are faced with or how bad that it seems. As long as Jesus is walking with you in the valley, then there's no valley experience that you will not come out of. Tonight I came onto this line to let somebody know that no matter where you are in the valley, God, then God has enough power to pull you out of the valley. God has enough power and authority to pull you out of that low place. God has enough power and authority to turn your situation around. I don't care how hopeless the situation looks or how bad the situation looks or what the doctor has declared over your life. We have a promise and a word from the Lord. And glory to God, when you have a promise and a word from the Lord, then you cannot go under. Amen. When you stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. You begin to look at this valley and begin to see these dry bones. And the question begins to come, he said, can these bones live? In other words, it was dead. It was hopeless. Hallelujah. The glory to God, some of us may have some hopeless situations to the eyes of men. Some of us may have some situations that look like things are just not going to come together. Hallelujah. The glory to God, all you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to speak the word. Hallelujah. God has given you the word within your spirit. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and speak life unto that situation. Every dead place that seems like every situation that you're dealing with seems like it's going under, you would just open up your mouth and command life to come. Then you will see that situation begin to turn around. You will see that situation, glory to God, begin to turn around in your favor. But if you don't open up your mouth, see, that's why the devil don't want the people of God to open our mouth, because he knows that if we open up our mouth, hallelujah, that open mouths will have open doors, that closed mouths will have closed doors. And if you fail to open your mouth up against what you're going through, then you're going to remain in the same place. But when you begin to speak over your life and tell yourself, I'm coming out of this, tell yourself, I will be delivered. Tell yourself, I'm going to be healed. Tell yourself, I'm coming out of debt. Tell yourself, glory to God, my son is not going to be on drugs. My daughter is not going to be on the corner. You've got to use what's on the inside of you. He's giving you a power, glory to God. He said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. Hallelujah. It is up to you to what you do
with the power that you have on the inside of you. The Bible says that in this condition that he saw these dry bones, that he began to speak the word. He began to prophesy to the bones. Hallelujah. And when he began to prophesy unto the bones, hallelujah, the dry bones began to come to order. Hallelujah. He said, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will breathe breath into you. Behold, I will cause the breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Oh, I tell you tonight, if you would just open up your mouth, you will see a situation in your life begin to change. Hallelujah. But you've got to open up your mouth, command that situation to come to order. I don't know what nobody's going through tonight. I don't know where you are tonight in life. But tonight, God sent me on this line to tell you that you're going to live through it. I don't know how bad that it is. I don't care how rough that it seems. I know that we're in a pandemic situation, and the devil don't want us to be in a place where God wants us to be. But tonight, I come to tell you, beloved, that you're going to live through. You're going to live through everything that you're faced with. You're going to live through your hurt. Some of us are dealing with some hurts and pains from past times. But I want you to know that you're going to live through it because God has commanded you to live. There is no choice in the matter anymore. When God speaks it, when God says it, it has to come to order. And his word shall not return unto him void. You ought to tell yourself, I shall live through this. I shall live. You ought to tell yourself, I feel myself coming out. I feel myself coming through. Glory to God. I feel myself walking into that new dimension. I feel myself, glory to God, getting ready to walk into that open door. I feel myself coming out of my low state, glory to God. I feel myself coming out of the valley because I know that there's a man that's walking with me in the valley, and he's pulling me through. Oh, glory to God. He commands you to come forth tonight. He commands you to live on tonight. Hallelujah. He commands you to live through your circumstance. He commands you, glory to God, to come through whatever that you're going through tonight and love. To God, hallelujah, he's spoken, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And you can trust the risen Savior that his word is sure. His word is sure tonight. All we have tonight is a promise from the Lord. That's all we have tonight is a word from the Lord. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm trusting. I'm trusting, hallelujah, in the promises of my God. But if he spoke it, then he's going to be God enough to bring it to pass. He's going to be God enough to fulfill it. He's going to be God enough. Hallelujah. We can't put our trust in man because man is going to fail us. But every time we put our trust in the Lord, he's going to make just what he said good. Oh, glory to God. That's why I trust him for everything. Proverbs says that trust in the Lord all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, if you acknowledge the Lord, he's going to direct your path. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. But if you trust the Lord, oh, glory to God, he will cause you to come up and out of every situation that you're in. Everything, glory to God, that was designed, hallelujah, that was sent in your direction from the enemy to destroy you, God will turn that thing around and cause it for something good to come forth. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Ezekiel 16, the sixth chapter, one thing of God, the word of God says, when I passed by thee, and when I saw thee polluted, many of us have been in situations. Many of us are in the valley, and we cause things, reasons why we're in the valley has been because of the things of our own things that we found ourselves in position. He says, but when I saw thee polluted, sometimes you need to let your mind just roll back and think about where God has brought you from. because the Lord came into many of our lives. It's even testify to the fact that many of our lives were in a mess because we found Jesus. We were polluted in our own mess. But see, one thing I love about God, that wherever God finds you, wherever he finds you, I don't care. The psalm says, if he has to reach way down, many of us may be found in the dunghill. Oh, glory to God. That means the lowest place. Hallelujah, glory. The one thing about God is wherever he found you, he will not leave you in that condition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. He will place your feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Even when you have been pushed out, God will say, I will push you in. Even when they have spoken words over you and said that you would not make it, God said, when I saw thee, oh, bless your name, Jesus, when I saw thee to the eyes of man, it looked like that there was nothing to you. He said, but when I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, when I saw thee polluted in thine own mess, he said, I spoke the word. Oh, glory to God. You're not here by chance tonight. You're not on this line just by coincidence tonight. Because God had a set time. Oh, hallelujah. God predestined. God ordained. He sent his word tonight. He sent his word on you, and it heals you. He said, when I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I spoke a word unto thee, and I said, live. Tonight the Lord speaks a word unto every one of you on this line tonight. You're going to live through every situation. I don't care what the devil has came and said and whispered in your ear tonight. I don't care what the doctors have spoken and have said. There might be somebody tonight that's got some conditions going on in your body, but you need God to heal you all. Tonight I speak a word, and the power of God goes through this line tonight right where you are. And I command you to live through whatever you're going through tonight in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, everything that's going on tonight, oh, glory to God, we take authority over the hand of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. For everything that has come up against the people of God tonight, we speak a word, oh God, tonight that you're going to live through it tonight. Oh, glory to God. The Lord sent me on the line to encourage you, to let you know that God is here for you tonight, and he's going to pull you through and pull you out just of the very thing that the devil had thought, hallelujah, that was going to bind you. Oh, tonight we come up against every hindering force tonight, every binding spirit tonight. It has come to hold down your people tonight in the name of Jesus, and we call them forth. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. We call them forth tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And we command them to live. We command them to live through it. We command them to walk out of every situation that has tried to hold them down. God, we command them to walk out of those bad relationships, oh God, that they may have been entangled with, God. Oh, the things that they have been dealing with, God. Somebody tonight, God, they've been dealing with some things that have separated them from God tonight. God, we command them to come out of it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God. We thank you for it now. We command you to live through it tonight. We command you to live through it tonight. God empowers you. God empowers you tonight to come through and to come out of every situation. I don't care how far down you're in, how far down in the double, how embedded you are into it. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know tonight that there's life in the valley. All you got to do is that water that flows through the valley, through your valley, is a representation of life. And all he's saying to you tonight, you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about the valley because I'm walking with you in the valley. And all you've got to do is to tap into me. And if you can tap into the Lord tonight, then he's able to pull you through the valley. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to live and walk around in fear. of what's going to happen next. Oh, glory to God. The people of God should not be living in fear as we see things that are happening around us, as God's word is being fulfilled. The saints, we have a more sure word of prophecy because we have a blessed hope. And that whatever we are faced with, you got to know that God has a way to bring you. So tonight, I don't care what it is, just know that you're going to live through it. Mm-hmm. Just as he went to the grave and he saw Lazarus in the grave, hallelujah, he spoke unto Lazarus. Oh, glory to God. It was a dead situation. It was a dead situation. It was hopeless. Hallelujah. And they began to tell Jesus, had you been here, our brother wouldn't have died. But when Jesus spoke, hallelujah, when he spoke and began to speak unto Lazarus, and he spoke unto Lazarus, he said, come forth. So when the word of God speaks, everything has become something. Yeah. He's giving you the same power within you to speak the word over your situation. Speak life. Speak life over your situation. You don't always have to have somebody to call you out or to prophesy to you or to speak a word to you when the word is within your mouth. Oh, glory to God. The word is within thy mouth. Even in Jeremiah, he began to speak. The Lord told him, he said, Jeremiah said, well, Lord, I'm just a young lad. He said, but the word is within thy mouth. Glory to God. The word is within your mouth. And if you just begin to speak the word over every situation, over every circumstance, God will cause life to come into your situation. God will cause that thing to turn around in your favor. You ought to tell yourself tonight, I'm going to live. Glory to God. You ought to tell yourself that I choose to live. No matter whatever is trying to do to destroy you, I cannot do it. Because he don't know just what's on the inside of you that you're working with. Tonight the Lord commands you to live. Hallelujah. Live through it tonight. Live through your circumstance. Live through your heartache. Live through your pain. As I said earlier, sometimes God puts us in these positions just so that he can bring the glory out of your life. And sometimes we question God and asking God about bringing us out of situations. But many times, he wants to bring forth a testimony out of that so that it can be shown to others. Hallelujah. So his glory can be displayed so that the people will know their God, so that the people will know that he's yet still in control. So tonight, you might be going through, but just know that God is trying to process you to carry you to that destination to where he wants you to be. But tonight he encourages you that you're going to live through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise. God, we give you glory tonight. God, we give you honor tonight. We appreciate you for your word tonight. We appreciate you for your people of God that has came on this line to hear what you would say tonight. Father God, you know every situation. You know every problem, God. You know everyone's situation on this line tonight. We lift up every situation unto you tonight because we realize and to know that you have the power. Yeah. God, for every hopeless situation, God, that is on this line, tonight, Father God, we know that you have the power and we lift it up to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise. Fill this word in the hearts and the minds of your people of God tonight, in the name of Jesus. But for somebody tonight that is in the valley, maybe in the valley of decision, maybe in the valley of financial difficulty, or the valley of healing tonight, touch right now, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every sickness, for we realize and to know, God, that God, sickness, you did not design to dwell in the bodies of your people. And tonight you come up against every sickness, every cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we take authority over it right now. In the name of Jesus, even to the root of the cancer tonight, Oh, God, we pull it up by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak even unto the heart. God, for those with heart conditions on tonight, God. God, to let your healing, your virtue flow through this line tonight. Touch that heart and cause that blood to flow through that heart. In the name of Jesus. To those kidneys, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. We call them to work in order. In the name of Jesus. To those joints and to those ligaments, oh, God. Oh, God, to every part of the body, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call it to order in the name of Jesus. We speak unto that body tonight. We command it, oh, God, to come to order. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus. We bind your will tonight. In the name of Jesus. Loose your hold upon the people of God. In the name of Jesus, God, set them free, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, do it for your glory tonight and your honor. Touch the minds of your people tonight. Touch the minds of somebody that's battling tonight, even in their minds, oh, God. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. For somebody tonight that is battling in their minds tonight, God, touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring peace to their minds, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bring peace to that heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We praise you, oh, God. Oh, God, you said you sent your word, oh, God, and it healed us. It healed and delivered us, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight that you have sent, God, to heal your people upon this line tonight. And, God, we thank you, oh, God. God, we give you praise, God. God, we give you glory. And it's by the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name above every name. We bless your name above every name tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody ever tell the Lord thank you tonight. Tell the Lord thank you. He deserves the praise tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We yield the floor back into the evangelist. Amen, Bradley.
Praise the Lord. What a word on tonight. My God, the Lord God command us to live. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what situation we find ourselves in. It doesn't matter how dry it may seem. It doesn't matter, glory be to God. There may be no light. Glory be to God, but the Lord commands us to live on tonight. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word. Glory to God. So much has come out of this word on tonight. So much come out of this word on tonight. Glory to God. Including so how the man of God began to tell us that, amen, an open mouth, open blessings. Closed mouth. Close blessings. Amen. Glory to God. We got to use what's on the inside of us. Amen. As he declared, glory to God, because the enemy doesn't want us to speak. He doesn't want us to declare. Amen. Jesus, he wants us to go into those pity parties. Amen. Glory be to God. Go into those pity parties. Oh, man. Amen. Go into those areas. Glory be to God, where there is no life. Amen. And that the situation and the circumstances that we go through or that we find ourselves going through, glory to God, will take life out of us. Amen. Glory to God. But we have life. We have the life giver on the inside. Amen. This is sure as you've been born again. Glory be to God of the water and of the spirit. People of God, let me tell you something. You have life within you. Amen. The spirit of the living God. Glory to God. And I'm telling you in this time that we are, glory to God, as I've already stated, as we already know, people of God, if you don't have Jesus, if you don't have Christ on the inside, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Glory be to God. You're in trouble. Glory to God, because people of God, we are in now the time of labor, sorrows, and times are going to get worse. Amen. Times are going to get worse, people of God. But we've got to know,
Glory to God, that no matter where we find ourselves, that we can live. And just as sure as he lives, we can live. Amen. Glory be to God. And this word has come unto us on tonight. Glory to God, that and given us to know that the Lord commands us to live on tonight. Again, so much has come out of this word on tonight. Certainly, Ezekiel 37 chapter. Amen. I'm telling you, that's one of my favorites. Amen. So much right there within that word. So much right there within that word. Glory to God. Amen. That you can just look at it. Amen. And just glean life from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But again, we thank God for the word on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him. Amen. Thank him for the man of God, his messenger on tonight. Amen. In obedience unto the Lord to come to this line to speak this word. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, listen, amen, it is already stated. Amen. If you don't have Christ in your life, you're in trouble. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, it's not the will of God, amen, that any should perish, but all, everyone, come to repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. Hell was not made, amen, for the image and likeness of God. It wasn't made for the people of God. Amen. It was for, amen, Lucifer and the fallen angels. Glory to God. But because people continue to walk in disobedience, people continue to walk in a wayward way. Glory be to God. Amen. And they die in their sins. Glory be to God. And when you die in your sins, glory be to God, we already know, as this scripture declares, amen, in hell we lift up our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. But I just don't believe that's our portion. That's not our portion. Hell is not our portion, people of God. Amen. We don't have to go there. Amen. All of this word that is preached, all of this word that is declared over these airways, amen, in the houses of God, in the other airways, amen, other platforms that are out there in the earth, glory be to God. These words, this word is declared, amen, that you might have life and have it more abundantly, amen. You don't have to die, amen, the sin death, but you can die, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and in heaven, glory be to God, be with him and ever so live. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, if there's anyone on the line tonight, glory be to God, anyone on the line tonight, glory to God, that you find yourself, amen, you find yourself in a dry place. You examine yourself, glory to God, having heard this word, glory be to God, and you know, glory be to God, amen, that you find yourself in a valley. Glory be to God, as the man of God has already declared, amen, Jesus, glory to God, there's light in the valley. So you don't have to be in the valley alone, people of God, but you can come on tonight, glory be to God. You can come on tonight, glory to God. You can surrender, glory to God, your life and receive life. Amen, of him on tonight. Glory to God. So if you're on this line tonight, glory to God, and you're not saved, people of God, amen, we're in critical times, amen. It's no time to be playing around with your salvation. Glory to God, it's no time to be playing around with your life. Glory to God, it's not the time. Now is not the time. Now is not the time. We've already heard it declared. Glory to God. Amen. First by the word. Amen. And then by his messengers that have come throughout the whole book, glory to God, to declare unto us what is about to take place. And people of God, if you're not in that ark of safety, if you're not saved on tonight, glory be to God. Amen. You can be saved. Glory to God. We ask you tonight to choose life. Amen. Choose Christ on tonight. Amen. So if you're not saved on tonight, glory be to God, we would, amen, that you come. Glory to God, you can press *6 on tonight. Glory to God, you can press *6 and come over on the broadcast side. If you're not saved, glory to God, you can be saved. Salvation is extended unto you tonight. Salvation unto you tonight. If you're not saved on tonight, glory be to God, haven't heard this word on tonight, and you want to live, glory be to God, amen. Glory to God, I say unto you, press star 6, come over to the broadcast side, glory be to God, come on over, amen, onto the broadcast side, people of God, amen, and give your life unto the Lord, amen. You haven't truly lived, glory to God, except you live in Christ, amen. You haven't truly lived. You've existed, but you've not lived, glory to God. But the Lord wants you to live, amen. So if there's anyone tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and you want to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior on tonight, you can press *6 and come over on the broadcast side on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. If not, amen, amen. If there's no one, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that will come on tonight, we're going to move forward, amen, and open up our lines now. Amen. Anyone that has a prayer request, any prayer request on the line tonight, glory to God, you can press *6. We'll take those prayer requests on tonight. Glory to God, amen, and let us take them before the throne of grace. Amen. We can't do anything with our problems. Amen, Jesus. For the scripture declares that we can cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Glory to God. And people of God, we know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing, absolutely, positively nothing too hard for God. Amen. Glory to God. Any request on tonight?
Hi, Evangelist Bradley. Hi, this is Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. How are you?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. I am soliciting prayer for my aunt, Sandra Hawks, who was diagnosed initially with COVID and was on oxygen, home a few days after that, and then suffered a major heart attack. Mm-hmm. And so the doctors, basically she was in ICU, and they're trying to teach her how to breathe and walk. But I just believe that the Father still has need of her and wants to deliver her. I is sure that, you know, we have prayer to just ensure salvation and all of that, but I'm believing for her healing. I'm asking you all to agree with me in prayer.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We sure will, Evangelist. We believe God. Amen. We do believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight, people of God, we know that there's nothing too hard for God. We know that there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. And he specialized, glory to God, in the impossible situation. Glory be to God. And we believe God on tonight, amen, that there is nothing too hard. Amen, on tonight. Anyone else, glory to God, anyone else on tonight, glory to God, special prayer request, glory to God, anyone else on tonight, anyone else, hallelujah, glory be to God. He can do what no other power can do, glory to God, hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight, glory be to God. Special prayer request for yourself. Amen. For your family. Glory be to God. That situation, that circumstance. Glory be to God. We just want to touch and agree. Amen. With you on tonight. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. If there are none on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We want to, amen. There's so much, people of God, so much that we need to pray for in the earth. Glory to God. We see the conditions. Amen. We see the situations. Glory be to God. Amen. We just ask, amen, that the Lord would just bow down his ear. Glory be to God. Amen. Unto the hearts of his people, to your cry, to my cry. Amen. To the righteous cry. Glory to God. We would that the Lord would bow down his ear on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We praise you on tonight. We honor, we glorify you this night, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight, for truly you are the life giver. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for your great love towards us, your people. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your blood covering. We're thanking you on tonight for your blood shed on Calvary. We're thanking you, glory to God, this night, hallelujah, for your life. You gave your life that we might live. And Father, we just want to say thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, for how you kept us and how you covered us all day long. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, Master, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for you yet live. And because you live, oh God, we live. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, that you're yet on the throne. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for there's no situation or circumstance, oh God, that takes you by surprise. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your preordination. We thank you, oh God, of the world, glory to God. You knew that we would be here at this point and at this time. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, because we know that you have a purpose and you have a plan. And we thank you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, for we're not lost. Oh, God, we are not lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are not lost. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you said by your word that you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight for your word. We thank you for your word that has come to give life. We thank you for your word on tonight, oh, God, that you've commanded, oh, God, that we would hear on this night. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for what is done in the earth now. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, for your will on tonight, oh, God, even as it is in heaven. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight, oh, God, and we come one with you. We come one with your word. We come one with your desire on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for we come in agreement on tonight. We come in agreement with your word on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for you've given us power. You've given us power over the enemy, power over our adversary. And we are thanking you on tonight for the power wherewith, oh God, you've endowed upon us. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We glorify you for this power, for you are this power. And we thank you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God. Oh God, we glorify you. We glorify you on tonight, oh God, in every situation. And Father, we're asking that you look tonight. Look upon Miss Sandra tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know that you're specialized. We know that this situation, oh God, this situation is not too hard for you. This
This situation, oh God, is not too dead for you. This situation, oh God, you're yet able to turn it around. Oh God, we're asking that you would look upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. And we're testing, oh God, and agreeing with your servant on tonight. And we're asking that you would touch her body now. We're asking that you would touch her, oh God, from the crown of her head up to the sole of her feet. We're asking that you would touch her tonight. Glory be to God. Touch her on tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we speak life on tonight. We speak life unto her. Oh, God, according to your will. We speak life unto her in the precious name of Jesus. Miss Sandra, we speak life unto you now in the name of Jesus. Glory, I will say. In the name of Jesus, we speak life, all of Mosiah, in the name of Jesus. We speak now, glory to God, unto her heart. Hey, God, into the middle of Mosiah. Oh, God, even into her respiratory system. In the name of Jesus, speak life up tonight into the circulatory system. In the name of Jesus, we speak life on tonight. We speak life on Sheba. In the name of Jesus, oh God, speak Hashanabaha, Yananabahaya. And we speak on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking that you would touch her tonight. We're asking that you would heal her on this night. Heal her, make whole on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, not only Miss Sandra tonight, oh God. Oh God, but all over the world. All over the world on tonight. Those that lie in hospital beds. Even now in the name of Jesus. Push in a corner. Oh God, but on tonight. Father, we're asking you to look in that corner. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, those that are polluted on tonight. Those that are lying on tonight. Glory be to God, believing for a touch from you on tonight, oh God. We're asking you to touch tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to Musa. We're asking the Musa. We're asking you to quicken tonight in the name of Jesus. Quicken him, Mamosa, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, defy what the doctors have said. For the doctors, oh God, have been given a great report. But we believe your report on tonight. We believe your report on tonight. We believe, Abba Basha, Yananamahaya, Inananiamoteya, in the name of Jesus. Father, you're able to raise up on tonight. Raise them up on tonight. Defy on tonight. Cause your testimony, oh God, cause it to speak on tonight. Even in the hospitals, Inananamahaya, in the name of Jesus. Give them a miracle tonight. Give your people a miracle on tonight, oh God. What may have looked like dead, oh God, but in 24 hours, oh God, turn it around. Within 1 hour, turn it around. Within 1 minute, turn it around, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for life. We're thanking you for reviving. We're thanking you for restoring your people. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for second chances. We're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for moving by your spirit. Glory, Moshe. Haya, Yalabahaya. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your choice anointing on tonight. In glory to your Moshe. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for moving families on tonight. Glory be to your name. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, for moving. Oh, God, on the seemingly dead situation. Oh, God, the situation. Oh, God, the mothers and the daughters. Thank you for moving on tonight. Oh, God, on the fathers and the sons. Thank you for moving on tonight. Thank you for moving. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause your waters to flow throughout the earth tonight. Cause your waters to flow. situations, moving circumstances, in the precious, in the precious name of Jesus, against the will of the enemy, move against the foul plan of the enemy all tonight. Oh God, and redeem your people. Redeem your people on tonight. I will say, in the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Do it even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Father, save your people tonight. Save your people. Save your people tonight. Oh, glory to God from the impending dangers. Oh, glory to God from the impending. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, God. That the eyes have not seen. Oh, God, that is hidden from your people on tonight. But, Father, we're asking that you will save. Save the souls of your people. Save and deliver. Save and set free on tonight. Set captives free on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you break the bands of wickedness on tonight. Break the bands of wickedness. Oh God, oh God, that has your people in bondage on tonight. But Father, you are the battle act. Oh, glory be to God. You are the battle act. Oh, glory to God. In the time of battle, in the precious name, Jesus, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Set captive free on tonight. Set your free on tonight, oh God. Hey, God, in the precious, oh, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would save tonight, save to the utmost, restore on tonight, reveal on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, oh God, all over the land. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, Shekeba. He cast it, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Glory to God. Help us, oh Master. Help us to not just be hearers of your word, but help us to find ourselves doers. Help us to find ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Help us to find ourselves quickened by your word. Help us to find ourselves drawn, oh, glory to God, into your word. In that precious name, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of every listener. We thank you on tonight. Yeah. We thank you, Moshe. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Here, the Moshe, God, we thank you tonight. Woo, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. You on this night. We thank you. Glory to God for your infilling, for your indwelling. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will move upon your people all over the world. Move upon your people. Help us to make ready for your coming. Help us to make ready, oh God. Help us to redeem the time. Help us to redeem the time, oh God. Help us to know, glory to God, the time that we live in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for opening the eyes of your people. Thank you for opening the heart. Gloria, Galabosha. Thank you for opening the hearts of your people. God. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening the heart. Oh, Master, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to not miss you. Help us to not miss you in any way and in any circumstance. Father, for this we give you thanks on tonight. We give you praise. And we're asking you on tonight to bless your manservant on tonight. Bless him tonight, oh God. Bless his ministry. Bless the works of his hands, wherever he may be. Bless on tonight as only you can. And we're thanking you for open doors. We're thanking you, glory be to your name, oh God. We're thanking you for opening doors unto your servant on tonight, God, that this gospel may be declared. Father, we thank you tonight.
We thank you, oh, hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, that we ask that you would bless him tonight. Bless him as only you can. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. Bless on tonight, oh, glory, God. In the precious name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless on tonight. Bless on tonight. Cause your grace to shine upon him. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight for all that you've done, for all that you will do. We thank you. Hey, glory. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you on this night in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood on tonight. Cover us, Master, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. Father, for these things we do praise you. These things we do honor. We do glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Halabashi. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord for, again, for this word on tonight. Glory to God, for the Lord has commanded us to live. Amen, Jesus. And we must declare, amen, that I shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Live on purpose. Live with purpose. Glory be to God. Live with purpose. Glory be to God. Live with purpose, people of God. Hallelujah. Live with purpose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the Master has a plan. Glory be to God. A plan for your life. Amen. Glory be to God. And he has purposed it already within you. Amen. So we bless the Lord, and we give God thanks again. We give God praise. People of God, we just want to let you know, as always, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Simply on tonight, we'll give you two numbers. Amen. Again, that number, amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God as well. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. In particular, those that are, amen, would like to get a copy from our international listeners, amen, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp or Messenger. Amen. As well, you can go out to our Prayer News Network page on Facebook. Glory to God. There we post our broadcast. Amen. And if you're ever having problems getting in through the line, you can always go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and listen, for we're recording live. Amen. Even as we are recording here on the broadcast. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Listen, people, God, you can as well, amen, listen via podcast. If you go out and Google Prayer News Network, amen, you will find that you can as well get the blog radio there. As well, you can listen via podcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord. Amen, again, for the word on tonight, the word going out to the people of God. Amen. Somebody heard this word on tonight. Glory to God. Somebody heard this word on tonight. Amen, that the Lord has commanded you to live. And I just believe in my heart that someone has come in agreement and said, yes, I will live. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank him for you. We thank him for each and every one of you, people of God. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for telling others about our news network. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Certainly our numbers are growing. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord for that because it's reaching. Amen. We're not particular. Listen, we can't reach except we grow. Amen. But we're so excited about the reaching. Amen. We're excited about the reaching. Amen. Because the more the numbers grow, the more we know that we're reaching. And we just bless God for you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. About the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. We're just a source of strength, a source of hope. Amen. In the earth. Glory be to God. A light. Amen. To a dying world. Amen. So we thank God for you on tonight, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back on tomorrow night. We are here every single night. Amen. At 9 o'clock. Amen. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Don't forget, I think it is the weekend. Amen. The time falls back. Amen. Go ahead and put that in your spirit. Amen. That the time will be falling back. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be falling back an hour. Amen. So we thank God again for you, people of God. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you for telling others about the Prayer News Network. And we will certainly, for those of you that are requesting copies, amen, we'll certainly get those copies to you as quickly as possible. Amen. People of God, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. May God bless you again. May God keep you as well. Glory to God. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Glory be to God. May he bring us back. Amen. At the appointed time. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Again, tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Blessings upon you. Glory be to God. God bless you. In Jesus' name, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.